Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I want to be able to talk to you this morning about, you know, the word of wisdom, but also with the news as well. And I'm always very cautious about how we, you know, present, you know, what happens to our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And because, you know, we're always, you know, being attacked and the enemy's trying to bring shame upon us and twist everything. It's amazing. It's like, don't be surprised that, you know, when you're doing your best, you know, to do what's right. And I mean, you know, that you've gone overboard to make sure that it was right, that it can all be twisted into something that it's not. I mean, that's what Satan does, you know. And the biggest thing that we have to remember, that when the enemy's attacking us, Jesus wants to know this: do you still love? Do you still love? You know, and that's the big thing, you know. And the enemy's trying to take love away from us. If you can take love away from us, you're taking God away from us, because God is love. You know, when we're being nailed to the cross, you know, we're being humiliated for the sake of those who are humiliating us, right? That's right. Your favorite quote, right?
Right.
You're not ready. And this is what Rick Joyner stated in one of his books. He says, and this is your favorite quote, Pat, right?
Right. Yes.
That until you're ready to be humiliated for the sake of those who are humiliating you, you're not ready yet.
Right.
And you'll get plenty of opportunities to practice that.
Yes, you will.
If it didn't work the first time, you'll have the 10th time to do that, right?
That's right.
It's like, help me love. And so I just want to encourage you that the enemy's trying to stop you from loving. And, you know, forgive. You know, forgive if you find out there's hardness in your heart because you've been wounded, you know, and like everybody else, and you don't think you can love again. And that's what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to stop you from loving again. And I just challenge you to take the risk again and love. You know, love. And the enemy wants to just, and you notice it says in the last days, the love of the body will grow cold. Well, look at all the offense that's taking place. Look at everything that's taking. He's trying to attack every angle in marriage and family and society, where everybody's scared to love. You know, they're scared to love. And they're operating out of woundedness, you know, because last time they did love. And but I just think, don't stop, you know, and pray. Say, God, help me to love. Help me to love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle, right?
Yeah, long-suffering.
Long-suffering, you know. It keeps no records of wrong.
Right.
You know, listen to this. Listen to this. I know we haven't got to what we're talking about yet, but this is God. That, you know, I was working with a couple, you know, and going through counseling, marriage counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was something.
That was something, you know. Let me tell you something. You know, if you're going to, you know, somebody to get a man of God, a woman of God, a minister, to get marriage counseling, don't expect anything other than them to tell you God's way of doing things. I mean, really? Really? You know? And if you hear something other than God's way of doing things, run for your life, because what you're about to have is not going to be a godly marriage. It'll be what people call one, but it won't be what God says about marriage. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about that either today or tomorrow. But this particular husband, every time his wife did something wrong, he would write it down in a book.
Wow.
He'd write it down. And then, and I'm talking to him about it, and I'm thinking, do you possibly see where this could be wrong? Right?
Right.
And he couldn't. He couldn't. And there got so many things he wrote down. He eventually had to convert to digital data. And I mean, he was keeping records of wrong on a book. He had a book.
Right.
And he had a computer database. Can you imagine? It's like, brrr, what are you typing on that thing? I'm up to 7,322. Right?
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, love keeps no records of wrong. But listen to this, Pat. This is the truth, though. I mean, he was honest about it.
Mm.
But there's a lot of people that has a database in their heart.
Yeah.
They have a database. They have a book in their heart. and they don't write it down because they're so good at keeping a database. They don't have to write it down. They'll remember it forever.
That's right.
You know, and so when I was taking this couple, you know, and she was just refreshed to find out that somebody understood it was wrong.
Right.
She's like, this can't be right. Can't it be right? And so I said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to bring all your data, all your manuals, you know, all the journals, all the data disks and all that, you know, empty it off your computer, put it on disk and bring it to the next meeting that we have. And Pat said, okay, no, this wasn't bad. Anyway, so, and, he did, it was pretty cool. You know, he did. And the Lord laid on my heart. He said, okay, now we're going to step out of my office and we're going to go out on the properties and got a big metal trash can. And he said, now I said, now I want you to release your wife from these, you know, release her. And I want your wife. I want you to put these things in this can and I want you to set it on fire and I want you to destroy it. And you should have seen the tie he had to these things. He was so tied to them. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He was so tied to them. It had him. Satan had him. Had him. Because he, you know, you can be legitimately done wrong. I mean, it's not like you hadn't been done wrong. But God still expects us to forgive and move on, right?
That's right.
And so he went through contortions almost. You could see him just being released from Satan's stronghold in his life. And she began to weep and weep. But this black smoke, it was just this demonic black smoke that came out of this big trash can. And it literally looked, you know, I never say stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked like a demon. I mean, literally just in the shape of a demon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, they were just released.
Wow.
You know, he just wept and wept and wept because he knew that he had let go of all those things and she had wept. And it was just such a cool thing, you know.
Wow.
And so I want to encourage you that, you know, that the only way that we can love is through God and following how to love. And one particular way is keep no records of wrongs, you know. And it will blow people's mind when you, you know, choose to let go of those things. And in the end, we're going to stand before God alone anyway. Mm-hmm. And the question he's going to ask us is, did we love?
Right.
Right? Yeah. Not did they love.
Right.
Right. He's like, why do you keep bringing other people up? Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, it's like, no, you stand alone before the throne of God. You know, and so I want to encourage you this morning. You know, we're getting close to, it appears, you know, great tribulation, you know, coming on the earth. And things that are happening in the earth is going to cause us to, if we don't respond to it right, we can get very offended when people are accusing us and twisting things. And it's, you know, it's bad when somebody accuses you of something, but it's worse when people actually believe the person.
You're right.
You know, and then all of a sudden in the whole, you know, it's just that. And so get ready for that. I mean, mm-hmm. There's a teaching coming available on VFN TV soon, and you can get to it at vfntv.com and you can subscribe for free, you know, but it's are you ready to be hated? And that's the church, you know, that the church is, you know, today we got to move back into a place that we understand that people are going to hate us, not because, I mean, sometimes some people are hated because they're hateful, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So they hate me because, you know, because I love Jesus. Like, no, dude, you're just mean. Right.
Right.
And it was like people say they're I was in, you know, as an officer, I went to the jail and the guys were in the jail locked up and they said, they're persecuting me. Look at me in jail. I said, no, you're in jail because you robbed the bank. That's why you're in there.
Right.
Ain't nobody persecuting you. And, you know, some things are happening because, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I just want to encourage you. Don't let the enemy harden your heart, you know, refuse to harden your heart and don't seek agreement with somebody. So, you know, if the enemy is accusing you and all these different things, you can find people that'll agree with you and it'll lock you in a hard-hearted state and that you want to be quick to forgive and you don't want that to be, you know, we call it the beta Satan. We'll talk more about that in the future. But the question is, are you ready to be hated? You know, don't be, as a believer, you know, the people who don't believe and who don't want to go with God and who don't want to live in the light because the light reveals what they're doing is dark, you know, they're not going to be your best friend. You know, they're not going to talk well of you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, you know, you can go down there to Jerusalem when he was talking to his family. And he said, but they hate me, mm-hmm. and I can't do that. It's not yet my time. And he says, the reason why they hate me is because I tell them what they're doing is evil.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to, and by not being ready to be hated, you know, which means, I mean, you're not trying to provoke it or nothing. Just relax. It'll happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't push it. And then you won't say the truth. And if you won't say the truth, then you're a partner with the devil. Mm-hmm. If you won't speak truth in a situation because you're scared that your child or your spouse or your boss or your friend or your neighbor or whoever, they'll hate you. Mm-hmm. They won't like you anymore. And so you actually are partners with the adversary in their life by refusing to shine the light of God's truth in a loving way,
right.
Speak the truth in love, so that they can actually be free. And so we just want to encourage you this morning. You know, don't let your hearts grow hard. You know, trust in God. Realize that Jesus has overcome this life, and we have plenty of encouragement coming. We're going to be talking right after this break. You know, Pastor Creflo Dollar just went through some situations over in Atlanta, and there's a God perspective of this, and we're going to talk about, you know, what happened to this brother and how we stand with him. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.